Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Mully and Hanley talk Cubs postseason baseball. Mornings live at 5 here on The Score.
The Cubs are playing their best baseball for the last 3 weeks. It's terrific, and different guys stepping up.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score. Now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Playoff Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, and Plumbers911Chicago.com. And now, your host, Mark Grody.
Game 4 of the National League Championship Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Nationals. The Cubs lead the series 2-1. The scheduled pitchers for today, Jake Arrieta against Tanner Roark, as we welcome you in to Cubs baseball. I am Mark Grody on a cloudy, cool day in Wrigleyville, and we have been told that this game will not start on time. It is supposed to start at 4:38, and that is not going to happen. I can tell you that it, at least in this portion of Chicago, Wrigleyville, it is not raining right now, but I know just from hearing the reports from everybody on Twitter and just looking at our radar, there is definitely rain in the area, and it is going to make its way here. The grounds crew, again, working on the infield. Presumably, they will put the tarp down eventually before the rain falls. So the good news is that when and if the rain does stop, that they'd be able to lift the tarp, and the field would probably take, not as much maintenance as it normally would. They obviously would still have to wait to get the rain out of the outfield. But you know what? We're not going to jump the gun, because there has not been a drop of rain so far that has fallen on Wrigley Field. But we are standing by for it. We will let you know exactly what is going on as we bring in Ron Coomer. And Ron, what is your feel for today? I mean, with a playoff game, do you think that there, obviously it looks like that if it does rain, that they would prefer to let this game be delayed as opposed to a start and stop scenario? They would have the option too of completely scrapping it and playing the game tomorrow. But what do you think they are thinking down on the field right now?
I think the ultimate scenario that they're trying to avoid is the start and stop, right? To get the starting pitchers cranked up. Play 2 innings, let's say, and then have, a major rain delay, and then get back into possibly getting a window to play 2 hours later. And then both teams lose their starting pitcher. And for the Cubs, that's the worst-case scenario they could have, right? So that's what I think Major League Baseball is trying to avoid. It would not surprise me at all if in an hour from now or an hour and a half they bang this game and you play tomorrow. I know, if you're the Nationals, I would assume that is exactly what they want to have happen. But we'll just have to see. It's like we said, like you said here, it hasn't started raining there yet.
Right.
And the field is in playing condition right now. They're going to put the tarp on, I would assume, very shortly. And then, when it is capable to play the field, they'll roll the tarp off, and in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, they'll be playing.
Sure, and I have to say, too, I mean, maybe their forecast, they're so sure of it, like as to when the rain would start, that there is very little urgency right now from the grounds crew in terms of, like, usually when there's imminent rain, you see them all gathered around the tarp and everybody's just ready for it. Right now they're just, you know, they're putting the diamond dry on the field. They're getting the field ready like they would for any day. There are some guys kind of casually standing around the tarp right now, but it seems like they have a pretty good gauge on what's going to go down.
Yeah, I you know, our grounds crew is one of the best in baseball, if not the best, with all the changing conditions you have here around Wrigley, this close to Lake Michigan. So they have been very good, and we know that. I trust those guys. When they say something's going to happen here around Wrigley, we go with it, and they're, you know, 99% of the time they're right on. So I would agree. I think they're going to finish, you know, lining the field and the batter's boxes, and then they'll put the tarp on and, you know, we'll see if we play. I'm going to guess. If I was a betting man, I'd say we're probably not going to play, would be my guess.
All right. We will talk about what might happen today in our pitching matchups, Jake Arrieta and Tanner Roark, which the Arrieta portion of which it looks like it would stay even if this game is tomorrow, according to our Bruce Levine. Obviously, Dusty Maker would probably make a change tomorrow. Would not be Tanner Roark. It would be Steven Strasburg. So obviously that would work in Washington's favor. Coom, let's go back to yesterday's game, though, if we can, for a minute. The Cubs, the 2-1 win over Washington. I think a combined 7 hits, obviously combined 3 runs, but so many things occurred in this game. And I threw this question out to the audience yesterday because there were so many things that went down. As you were walking out of the ballpark yesterday or getting into your car, what was it that stood out to you? What was the part where you said, wow, or you said, man, we dodged that bullet? What do you think, the first thing you think of when you think of yesterday's game?
I think of the will to want to win with this Cubs team. To be honest, you know, the first two games the Cubs outplayed Washington and really, really outplayed them, right? And you ended up splitting in Washington. Well, yesterday's game, Washington outplayed the Cubs. There's no doubt. But that doesn't matter when it comes down to wins and losses. You can outplay a team and still lose. And I think the Cubs will to want to win a game and do what it's going to take to win a game. They made some physical mistakes, as we saw, some errors. The Schwarber error, Zoe made an error. There were mistakes made on the bases that cost the Cubs base runners and got Washington out of innings. But the one thing this team does not do, they, you know, and we've got it right on our rigs, Mark, they don't quit, right?
Right.
And I think you saw that yesterday, a team with that championship blood in them, that they are going to play all 27 outs, and they did that yesterday very, very well.
There's something unprecedented just occurred. Pat Hughes making his way to his broadcast position. Not only a dry dog, Coom, an extra dry dog, according to Pat Hughes.
Well, congratulations to him. I hope he enjoys. It's also a monumental day because it's the first time he's used his voucher
really?
In three playoff seasons.
So a thumbs up from Pat Hughes, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations to Mr. Hughes.
Yeah.
He is now officially part of the concession stand food playoff baseball group.
This is a big moment for Pat Hughes, yeah. As we all stare at him while he eats his hot dog. Could be a long day here, so there could be a lot of filling up and extra calories that occur over here in Cubs Radio today, and that's okay. Let's act as if we're going to play a game today,
yep.
Though, Coom, and let's do our keys to the game. It is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, Mark, let's go right to what you're saying. I think that's what you said of let's think that we're going to play a game. To me, as a ball player, as a guy in that clubhouse right now, that is the only thing you can think of, is that you are playing a game. You can't be concerned about the weather. You can't be concerned about anything that we are talking about up here, about the scenarios of what if. All you think about as a player is, we are playing today, just tell me what time. And you keep that sharpness mentally of being able to play and ready to play. So that's first. And then, you know, the key obviously for Jake, he hasn't thrown a lot of baseball in the last 5 weeks, so command of his pitches is vital for him. He is extremely healthy compared to where he's been in the last 5 weeks, is everything we've been told, and just talking to Jake in just body language, you know he's feeling good, so that's a big plus. So command for Jake is huge. And then for the hitters, You know, I really feel with Tanner Roark, keeping Roark in the zone, he's going to sink or slider you, and then he throws the elevated fastball, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got a good arm. If you can keep Roark with that sinker or slider and pick one side of the plate or the other, that usually helps against the sinker slider guy. I think the Cubs offense is going to do well today.
Ron, thank you for your time. We may bring you back in a little bit later on here on the now extended pregame show. But in the meantime, go get yourself a dry dog, kid.
I'm all good on dry dogs. We went with the burgers today, Dave Miska and I.
Nice.
The burgers have been very good in the win-loss column for the Chicago Cubs. So we have stayed with the burgers. We have another name for them here in the booth, but we'll stick with burgers, and all has been good.
Do you put ketchup on your burger?
That's awfully personal.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we do during rain delays. We get personal. I mean,
ask Miska.
We cover it all. We cover it all. All right. I don't know what kind of, whoa, Pat just lost his dog. Hot dog overboard. Oh, no. Oh, just the wrapper. Okay. You should have signed that wrapper. Some lucky fan could have received a Pat Hughes hot dog wrapper, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, get, what's that, Pat?
Pat the rapper.
Oh. Pat the rapper. You know what?
We got Rock and Roll Miska and Pat the Rapper. There you go, Mark. You got two nicknames now you've come up with.
We are just getting started here on the pregame show, folks. It is right now. It is 4:07 Chicago time, and we're slap happy already.
We're game ready right now.
Oh, let's do this, man. You know what? Coming up next, it's Chris Bosio on The Score on the Cubs Radio Network.
The most Cubs playoff talk anywhere at the Bernstein and Golf Show afternoons 1 to 6 on The Score.
Put some bloom in your dining room with Penalin Max Aromas Floral Multi-Purpose Cleaner. It leaves a lasting flowery scent for a bright clean that's a dream. Clean bright with Penalin. Available at Walmart.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You deserve.
It's Mark Grody with you here at Wrigley Field. It's the Cubs Nationals game 4 of the NLCS. The 4:38 game that will not be starting at 4:38. We have been told there will be a delay in that start time because of the rain that is supposed to be here. It has not rained yet. As a matter of fact, the tarp is not on the field. A couple grounds crew members fidgeting with the tarp around the mound right now. I think they're just folding it up. There are several grounds crew members standing around the tarp sort of in a casual manner right now. The field looks absolutely pristine, as it always does. So, again, if they do put the tarp down and then the rain starts and stops, take the tarp off, and the field will be in good shape. And the delay getting the field ready again would not be too long. But we'll take this one step at a time. For now, it is our time to hear from Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio as we get ready for Arrieta and Mr. Roark, sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. It is our guy.